Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Out there, specifically a program created by Apple Computer that has been restricted ostensibly at the request of the Chinese government. I mean, Apple's not commenting publicly on this, but it's awfully suspicious that of all of the countries in the world, China is the one country that has a restriction on Apple's what's called the AirDrop software, which
was software that they used previously in protest to share videos and plans and messages.
Right, so now Apple has decided to implement a new quote-unquote feature only in China that restricts the unlimited use of AirDrop to a 10-minute restricted window. So it hasn't apparently been shut off entirely, but basically it's been crippled. I mean,
I'm sure it's just a coincidence. It has nothing to do with Chinese oppression. Certainly not.
Yeah, it has. It's definitely going to stop people from using this technology to share videos and things like that at these protests, which could help them get out, could help them reveal the truth of the tyranny these people are facing right now, by the way, with the Chinese government rolling in tanks over the last 24 to 48 hours into big cities. There's an update here from the Associated Press on the various protests we covered yesterday. So to give you the latest here, Chinese universities have sent students home, and police have fanned out in Beijing and Shanghai to prevent more protests today after crowds angered by severe antivirus restrictions called for leader Xi Jinping to resign in the biggest show of public dissent in decades. So, yes, so-called authorities have eased some controls after demonstrations in at least 8 mainland cities in Hong Kong, but maintain they would stick to a zero-COVID strategy that has confined millions of people to their homes for months at a time. Now, what I wish the AP would do is explain when they say authorities have eased some controls, what does that mean? What are the controls that have been eased? Are they no longer checking the phone apps? Because remember, all these Chinese people have an app that gives them permission whether or not they can go into stores and things like that.
I suspect that nothing has changed. This is probably just a report from the Chinese government. And it's
just propaganda.
Yeah, it's office that deals with foreign governments and foreign media. It's like, hey, look, yeah, you know, they were upset with how we handled things, so we loosened it a bit. You know, just like they asked to see people's phones.
Could be, but there are reporters that live in China who don't work for the Chinese government that are on the ground. Like the woman that was reporting from the protest that we reported on yesterday, it was over the weekend. She was taking videos of what was going on and posting those. So, I mean, certainly the government can identify her and come after her, I'm sure, if they want to.
And I'm sure they will.
And maybe they will, but
I hope not.
The point is there are still ways for independent reports to escape from China.
There are. It's rare, but it does happen, and it takes courage.
Indeed. They say security forces, which is just another term for police. I don't know why the media is using these terms so much recently. But they've detained an unknown number of people and stepped up surveillance. With police out in force, there was no word of protest.
Didn't they just say they had loosened restrictions?
They mean COVID restrictions.
But how could they possibly do both things simultaneously, where you loosen restrictions, but you also detain people and send in police? That sounds like the opposite of loosening restrictions.
I can explain. I mean, they're loosening COVID restrictions. If that's true, they would simply allow for more people to leave their homes on more occasions or whatever those things are that have been restricted. But now there's more cops in the street. Right, so it's COVID restrictions are looser, but protest restrictions are up. So they're fine if you're going to the grocery store or maybe going to work, but if you're going to have yourself a little protest, then that's going to be put down.
Even if it's true that they loosened COVID restrictions, and without even a single example, I'm not inclined to believe that's actually true.
Yeah.
The net freedom that was gained here is zero.
Of course.
I mean, it's actually gone down here.
No one claimed freedom increased.
No.
They just said some.
But I just want to remind people that, you know, they were protesting because they weren't free. They weren't protesting because of COVID or COVID restrictions, they were protesting because they weren't free.
Well, yeah, they weren't free regarding COVID. I mean, most people don't protest the existence of the police in their cities. That did happen in the United States for a short period of time in the summer of 2020. But for the most part, police are just sort of not... They're just accepted, right? They're just part of society.
How can these people in China who are dealing with this accept the police as one of them, as just a part of society? No, they are literally your oppressors. At least here in the United States, there is some degree of accountability. There is some sliver of humanity in most of the police officers that we end up dealing with. Most of them...
In New Hampshire, maybe, but some places are pretty bad.
They all have bad cops, right?
Yeah.
But... Very rare is the cop who would just as soon put a bullet in the back of your head as help your grandmother off the street. But those are the cops that they have created there in China, where you're nothing to them.
Yep.
You're literally nothing to them. They don't care if you
get
the...
They will murder your dog in front of you.
Yeah, they will disappear you. They don't care.
Police out in force. There's no word of protests today in Beijing, Shanghai, or other major mainland cities, at least if the AP is to be believed, that were the scene last weekend of the most widespread protests since the army crushed the 1989 student-led Tiananmen Square pro-democracy movement. So that was a pretty big statement to say that in, you know, 3 decades... that what happened over the weekend in China against COVID was the biggest since Tiananmen Square's. It's a pretty big statement.
Well, China keeps the citizens locked down pretty tightly. And because of all of the control mechanisms, it usually has a pretty good warning when things are about to erupt.
In Hong Kong, about a dozen people, mostly from the mainland, protested at a university, Beijing's Tsinghua University, where students protested over the weekend, and other schools in the capital and southern province of Guangdong sent students home. The school said they were being protected from COVID-19, but dispersing them to far-flung hometowns also reduces the likelihood of more demonstrations. Chinese leaders...
Did anyone actually believe that they were being sent home to protect them from COVID-19?
I would hope not.
I would hope not, too. But it's interesting, this correlation that China and other governments seem to keep having, where when you put people there to be educated, when you give them, when they have schooling, whether privately owned or publicly owned, that's immaterial, when you have education and people becoming more intelligent, more aware of the world, more educated, they go, huh, we should have... some amount of autonomy and control of our lives. And, you know, they mistake that for democracy, obviously.
Sure.
But they go, we should have some freedom and democracy the more educated they get. Just interesting to note.
Yep, sending them home, though, instead. And the Chinese government so-called leaders are wary of universities, which have been hotbeds of activism, including the Tiananmen protests. On Sunday, Tsinghua students were told they could go home early for the semester. The school, which is Z's alma mater, arranged buses to take them to the train station or the airport. Apparently they were in a hurry. 9 student dorms at Tsinghua were closed Monday after some students tested positive for COVID-19, according to one who noted the closure would make it hard for crowds to gather. The student gave only his surname, Chen, for fear of retribution from authorities. And it goes on to talk about other universities sending students home.
All suspiciously to protect them from COVID the very next day.
After the protests.
After protests.
Police appear to be trying to keep the crackdown out of sight, possibly to avoid drawing attention to the scale of the protests or encouraging others. Videos and posts on Chinese social media were deleted by the ruling party's vast online censorship apparatus.
Well, we knew that was going to happen. That's what they do.
There were no announcements about detentions, though reporters saw protesters being taken away by police, and so-called authorities warned some detained protesters against demonstrating again. In Shanghai, police stopped pedestrians and checked their phones, looking for apps such as Twitter, apparently also banned in China. They mentioned Telegram specifically last night as well, and also checking for VPNs and things like that. So
I'm surprised to hear that Twitter is banned in China. With all the leftists that had been working over at Twitter, I would have thought they'd been happy to appease the communist government.
In Beijing, police Monday visited a resident who attended a protest the previous night, according to a friend who refused to be identified for fear of retaliation. He said the police questioned the resident and warned him not to go to more protests. So he didn't get black bagged at this point. they are definitely trying to intimidate.
It's also interesting that people are not getting black bagged. This isn't the first story I've heard of the police visiting someone saying, don't protest again. Mm-hmm. That suggests that there were too many people there for them to punish.
Or maybe they're worried about more protests coming out if word gets out that black baggings are going on. You know, they're taking a soft hand approach to trying to stop this for now. We're coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts, 603-283-61.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Is Free Talk Live you? You can bring up anything you want. Right here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian and Aria in the studio here tonight. We do have some news about the artificial intelligence phenomenon that we've been discussing over the last several months here on Free Talk Live. It kind of hit the big time over this summer, where artificial intelligence artwork really started to get popular.
And it made a lot of people really upset.
A lot of artists are really upset specifically about the existence of AI art.
It's kind of tragic. I mean, I kind of understand where they're coming from, having spent, you know, their entire lives learning the skill and mastering the intricacies, and then here comes along this robot, and it can do everything they can do, and better, and faster, and easier, and that's got to suck.
It can definitely do it faster. Maybe it not, I mean, in some circumstances, can't do it better. Like, there's some mistakes that the AI art
kind of makes. And art is always going to be subjective.
Sometimes. Yeah, but for the most part, for what you get, for the amount of time that you put into it from AI art, it's amazing. I mean, it'll blow your mind. It's absolutely incredible. I know that, Aria, you've experimented a little bit with Midjourney recently.
I have.
And I've seen some of the work, and I think it's pretty cool. Bruce Fenton recently has been getting into AI art, the former New Hampshire activist, well, still a New Hampshire activist, but formerly ran for U.S. Senate here, unfortunately lost his Senate primary.
Creator of Ravencoin.
Right. He's more notable for creating cryptocurrency, Ravencoin, and he's also a free stater. He's been going crazy on AI art. It's a lot of fun. It's great for people like me who have no actual artistic talent. Like, I cannot, you know, I'm like stick figure level, right? Like, I can't do art.
Sure.
But I can type a thing. I can type a sentence, and that's all you need. You don't even need a sentence in some cases. You can type one word or two words into these AI art generators, and it spits out something of beauty, basically.
See, but that's what I like. That's what I lack, though. Like, the core idea of, like, what to type to enter into this thing. I feel like if I could come up with that, I could probably just draw some decent artwork. I could learn the skill to do it. But, like, my brain just doesn't work in that direction of visualizing things that may or may not be interesting.
I don't either, necessarily. And I've kind of, like, my usage of Midjourney has dropped off over the months. Like, when Bonnie and I signed up for it over the summer, we went pretty, you know, heavy into it. We had a bunch of things to throw into it, and then, you know, you just kind of ran out of steam, basically. And every now and then, though, something will pop in, or like, oh, I wonder what that would look like. So we still pay the monthly fee, even though we don't really use it that much, just because it's such a cool project, and I'm happy to support what they're doing. Even though I'm not happy that it's censored, I still think the technology is neat, and they're one of the ones that is least objectionable in that they do actually allow you the copyright over the images that you create. Not that I care about copyright, but what I don't like is there's an organization called, and it's poorly
named, OpenAI, right?
OpenAI, that claims the copyright on everything their users generate. So that means you don't have the ability to, you know, sell it or print it or share it or whatever, right? Like, legally under the stupid copyright rules. So,
and that's absolutely insane. That's like saying that you don't have the right to copyright or sell or reproduce a document that you create using Microsoft Word, because you only entered the text and it created the document itself, the page.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, but that's, you know, that's how they have their setup. So I like Midjourney. Of the censored systems, Midjourney is my favorite one so far.
Conan has been messing around with another one that is Stable Diffusion.
Stable Diffusion, and that's what I wanted to talk about tonight. I did a little bit of experimenting with Stable Diffusion just to test it to see if it was indeed so-called not safe for work. Right, so there's certain things that are prohibited from Midjourney. You can't make a picture of a naked person, right, on Midjourney. But
why not?
It's been censored. They don't
user
want
age limits, maybe? I mean, I think you only have to be 13 to be on Discord, so maybe that was it.
I don't know. It's just they don't want people going in that direction with it, right? Like, there's
but
other
even
things.
Then, it's cartoons and paintings and pictures. It
wouldn't even let me use. I think I tried like Joe Biden as Hitler. And it censored that because it had the word Hitler in it.
Okay, so that's so lame.
So I have my critiques of it, but still we've been paying for their service because it's a new tech, and I think for the most part they're doing good work. But I was more excited about Stable Diffusion because Stable Diffusion is purportedly more open source. It in their official release was restricted. but somebody managed to get access. I don't know how all this works, right? Like, I don't know the inner engineerings of, you know, how this works. As I understand it, there's a certain input that they put into this AI, the input being, like, the entirety of the Internet's artwork, right? Photos and paintings and whatever's on the Internet. They basically ingest all that into the AI, and it is able to describe what it is somehow. How all that is, I don't know.
But it's curious how it works, and it reminds me of those scripts. I was never convinced whether or not they were real, but it was like, I forced an AI to watch, you know, 1,000 hours of sitcoms, and then here's 2 pages of the menu, a sitcom that it tried to create or whatever.
Mm.
I was never convinced that it wasn't just some guy creatively doing that.
Sure.
But it's the same sort of thing where you expose it repeatedly to all this stuff and then say, all right, now you create one, which is essentially what humans do with each other anyway. Here's 1,000 books for you to read. Now you write a book.
Sure, everybody's influencing everybody else, no matter what happens. And that's where Stable Diffusion looked like it was at least promising, because somebody was able to release the sort of the guts of the system that did not have the restrictions attached to it. So if you were running it, if you were like using it on some website, it was probably restricted that somebody else set up.
But you could build your own, right?
You built your own, then you were unrestricted, and you could make whatever you wanted. There was no error message if you type in whatever it is you typed in.
How complicated of a process was that?
Not hard. Okay. There was like a setup for dummies. Basically, somebody did a step-by-step for like Windows users. You could just go follow the steps. You know, you have to download this file and then do this and that, and you're done within a matter of minutes. So it wasn't hard to do. Probably not something your grandma could do,
right?
But an experienced computer user could breeze through it. And so, you know, Conan and I have both experimented with this, and I thought this is great. I'm so glad this is out there, because when these other restricted systems were posting about their stuff, I'm like, well, yeah, that looks impressive, but it's restricted. That's not cool. Even though I'm not interested, per se, in making not safe for work artwork, I think people should be free to do that, right? And so that's why I like the idea of Stable Diffusion. Until now. And here's the news, the Verge.com reporting that Stable Diffusion has now made copying other artists and generating porn harder, and users are mad.
What do you mean copying other artists?
No, this is the other change they've made. So,
but that's all art is copying other artists.
Yes, and so they've unfortunately, what some people have called, nerfed the system. They've essentially crippled Stable Diffusion here with this new 2.0 release. And according
just don't upgrade to the new release then, right?
Well, yes, you can stick with the old release and keep making art from that from here until time immemorial. But there are improvements that are being made to these systems, right?
And it's like, not open source, so someone can just cut out these modifications, right? Or is it open source?
It is, I think, still open source, but they didn't train the model using the not safe for work stuff, from what I understand. We'll get into some of the details on this and why, you know, this is a bummer. Now, whether or not the community will somehow be able to make their own fork of this and like reach, like take whatever the advancements are of 2.0, because there must be some other advancements besides, you know, we just cut stuff out. So take those advancements and then somehow retrain the model. I mean, we may see a workaround to this. But as of right now, it's not good news for openness on the Internet.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. USA Radio News.
Internet users in China are scrambling to get around the government's censorship of protests over COVID shutdowns. They're racing to screenshot and repost content related to those protests, which have been spreading across the country over pandemic policies that have seen people locked in their homes for months at a time. Photos and videos posted to social media are among the only ways to get information about those protests. Meanwhile, Ireland is hitting Facebook's parent company with a big fine. The country's Data Protection Commission fined Meta $275 million over a data leak. It was discovered last year and led to more than half a billion users having their personal information posted online. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here, bring up whatever you want. We're talking about the situation with artificial intelligence generated art. I would say that I'm a big fan of AI art. Are you?
Absolutely. Fan of it? Yeah. I like anything that brings color and character to the world that we live in.
Yeah, it definitely gives people the opportunity to do something that many of them have never been able to do, which is create artwork without having to actually have years of training or experience at being an artistic talent, and without having to spend the hours and hours that it would take to generate the things that the artificial intelligence can literally generate in 60 seconds in many cases.
That's one of the most insane things about this. Just yeah. Even some of the simpler stuff that the AI generates, it would take me hours to do something. Like, not even, as good.
Close. Yeah, you wouldn't even come close.
No.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. By the way, I do want to say thank you to DeFi the Code. This is somebody who's a supporter of Free Talk Live. DeFi the Code is one of our AMPs, and you can join AMPs, which stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support, over at amps.freetalklive.com. That takes you right over to our Patreon. You can sign up with your debit card, credit card, your PayPal account. And DeFi the Code is doing what we ask, which is just $5 a month. So thank you for that, DeFi the Code. You can help us out as well at amps.freetalklive.com. And you get perks like access to the AMP only podcast, which has the full radio show minus recorded commercials. It's amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here. We got Wandering Hippie, who's on the line here calling from, I think, did you say you were in Rhode Island, Hippie?
I'm in Massachusetts on Cape Cod.
Massachusetts. Welcome, sir. Apparently you are a YouTuber and you have thoughts on AI artwork. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've probably made 2,000 pictures with the AI program. I'm absolutely obsessed with it, and I have dragged hundreds of people from YouTube into this program. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think I heard about you. I think Breaking the Flaw, who's one of the hosts on this show on Thursdays usually, he was telling me, I think he was on your channel or on your Discord server or something, and that you guys will generate these things together. Like, you'll share your account with people, and then they can or they can give you suggestions, and you kind of generate art for them. Is that what you've been doing?
Yes, sir. I'll do live streams for 5 or 6 hours, and people of my stream will just give me keywords, and I will put them in, and we'll generate.
Wow.
I'm also an auditor, so we do a lot of stuff messing around with pictures of police with, you know, different kinds of keywords. It's very, very interesting.
Yeah, I did a few.
I can imagine that's fun.
I did a few cop-related images, too, that were pretty fun. So what got you into it, Wandering Hippie?
Well, honestly, I was doing some research on OBS one night. And
it's an open broadcast system for streaming video. Go ahead.
And the video ended, and Midjourney came up as the next video, and I like art, so I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch more on this. And funny, when I tried to join it, you come to their website. It's a blue screen with a bunch of code. I was like, oh, what the heck is this? It's a scam or something. And then I just finally went for it, and I don't even like Discord. But I said, I got to get in there and try this program. And like I say, I probably generated 2,000 photos. I'm starting to post them on my YouTube channel to show people, you know, because it's freaking amazing what this thing will do.
But Midjourney logs all of your artwork, and you have a profile at their website where people can go and they can view all the artwork that you have created.
Yeah, I haven't been able to figure out how to get the link to bring them. I know if you do ask in the actual Midjourney program and then type gallery, it'll bring up your gallery, but when you try to post the link that's there to somebody else, it doesn't work.
Hmm.
I haven't quite figured that out yet, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I've not dug that deep into it. I know that Midjourney has a website, but I don't know if it's restricted to just the people who are paying clients. And if it sounds like you are a paying client, right? Like, you've got a subscription.
Oh, yeah. My subscribers help me out in paying for it. I pay the $30 a month because, like I say, I once did 13 straight hours of just this art program.
It's addictive.
I'm absolutely obsessed with it.
Yeah, it is addictive.
Because it's an AI, and it just starts to, you want it to make pictures that you're thinking of, but it's amazing what you'll come up with based on some random searches, you know?
Yeah, it really is cool. What you can do when you do pay for this thing, and they have a package for as little as $10 a month. So, I mean, if you really love artwork and you think this is a cool thing, they'll give you like a freebie, like 25 free generations to give you a little taste of what it's like.
Yeah, but you don't get fast processing at all.
No, I think
you do
on the $10. It's just limited. There's only so many that you can get per month. When you get up to the $30 a month level, then it's like you would have a tough time hitting the limits. And then when you hit the limits, then they slow down your processing. So you can still do it. It's just slower. But there's a website. If you go to midjourney.com and then you just log into it, it sort of uses your Discord account to authorize you to get into their website. And that's how it's easier to kind of see what other people are creating. You don't have to just sit in Discord chat rooms and watch as stuff scrolls by. So it's a lot more organized on their website. And it really is cool to go through there. You were saying, I don't know if it was on the air or off the air, Aria, that sometimes you're not as inspired. And I'm the same way. It's like, I don't always have things in my head that I need to get out. But if I go and I look at some of the other things that are being created on the platform, that sometimes will inspire me, like, ooh, I like that. Maybe I'll take those words and then change them over here and change them in this way. Or maybe I'll just take those same words and run them again and see what it comes up with.
It's very often that will be the case with me as well.
Yes.
Or I will generate some, you know, basic prompt, and that will give me an idea, and I'll build off that, and I'll keep building off of it until I've got something. And I'm like, okay, well, that was a fun little journey.
Wandering Hippie, have you tested any other art systems besides Midjourney?
I have not, because I just became so addicted to this program that I just didn't want to try anything else, honestly. I know I had heard about Elon Musk's, and I briefly looked at that, and it was like a 2-month waiting, and, you know, they wanted
Elon Musk.
Well, is it Elon Musk? I forget if it's one of those guys has a program that's coming out.
Okay, I haven't heard about that one. The other big one besides Midjourney is called DALL-E, and that was the one that had a big waiting list. They did finally open that one up, but I haven't gone over there because they claim copyright on everything generated, so it's like I'm not even going to waste my time with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But that's one of the nice things about Midjourney is they actually let you have the images to do whatever you want with, as I understand it.
Well, yeah, because anyone can feed in those same prompts, and they would have your image. They would have the same right to the image that you would.
Yeah, so I think I really like it. I like the idea of Stable Diffusion. It's just, you know, it takes a little more effort to get it up and running, and you have to have a powerful graphics card to really kind to make it worth doing if you want to do it yourself. But it is cool to be able to do it yourself for the ultimate kind of hobbyist. But as far as ease of use, Midjourney's got it down. I mean, it's super easy.
Have you used the version 4 yet, sir?
I've experimented with it a little bit, yeah, here and there.
One of the guys that is my co-host, he is absolutely amazing with that program. He just does stuff that just blow your mind, like, and another thing you might want to look at is we found out through a bunch of different news channels that there's a program inside of Midjourney called Loeb.
Is this the woman that's been showing up?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, I had her picture. I'm on a live stream right now. I had her picture up when I started my live stream because we try to torment and get it to, like, I'll ask it questions like, why are you here, Loeb? Who are you, Loeb? And the things that it will do, bro, it put up pictures of 4 eyes one day when we asked it, where are you, Loeb?
It's creepy.
Like, it's insinuating that I'm watching or something. It's just that whole Loeb thing is quite weird. Please,
yeah, it's an interesting system. And
creepypasta.
Thanks for sharing us on your stream. What's your username on YouTube for people that might want to go check out what you've done?
Wandering Hippie.
Check out Wandering Hippie. And is that your username on the Discord server as well, where you're generating the art?
It is.
All right, very good. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call tonight. Appreciate the input. A lot of people are having a lot of fun with this stuff. And, you know, like I said, there is a cost to it, but they'll let you run a few for free. I don't make money off of this system. Like I said, I got my critiques of Midjourney. I don't like that there are restrictions. But what we're going to get into coming up here is, I wish we had more time to talk about, is why some of these restrictions exist. There's a whole story about that. And it's, well, we'll talk about it. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Does stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle.
love my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Aria.
You can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. They are completely free. You can subscribe to our podcast over at feeds.freetalklive.com. Links to our RSS feed and other related links are there. For instance, maybe you want to follow us on one of the usual podcasty platforms like iHeartMedia or Spotify or these other ones. So you can find those linked over at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to the phones here to a listener in Daytona Beach to WNDB. Jimmy is on the line. Go ahead, Jimmy. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi. I hear you guys asking for donations, and you tell us to use a credit card. Now, it seems to me you're asking us to donate in those evil, filthy, lucre United States funds.
Well, unfortunately, Jimmy, we're both on bail conditions right now. So both Ari and I are under very restrictive bail conditions. We are not allowed to use cryptocurrency. Otherwise, we would absolutely take donations in cryptocurrency.
For sure.
But if we do take a donation in cryptocurrency right now, we'll go to prison.
So you're not okay. So you're going to sell out to the evil person and not stand on your value.
You know, Ian's going to trial in defense of, you know, his usage and support for Bitcoin in like a week, right? You're aware of this?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's called standing for your values, is when you go to trial and you don't take a plea deal. I'm not to say, you know, not to impinge upon right. You, Aria, but that's definitely the maximum level of standing. If you just straight up violate bail conditions, then you just go to prison and you don't get to stand for your values because no one will get to hear what you have to say.
And you accomplish nothing by waiting, you know, for the trial from a jail cell.
Right. It's the same reason why I'm not smoking cannabis while I'm on bail conditions either. I'm a big supporter of ending the war on drugs, but I know that if I smoke cannabis while I'm on bail conditions, they're going to put me back in prison. So I'm going to obey those bail conditions while I'm out on bail so I can go to trial and actually prepare for trial. Have you ever been charged criminally with anything, Jimmy?
Don't make this about me. So you're going to sell out.
All right, goodbye.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything about what you're doing that is selling out.
The number 603-283-6160. We continue here. Let's go to this caller. You're on Free Talk Live. All of a sudden, last segment, the entire phone lines blew up. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
I actually wanted to talk a little bit about the election fraud that's going on in Maricopa County.
What's going on?
I know it's a little bit of a crazy subject, but I'm actually the president of the Free Americans from Election Fraud. It's a little organization that we have going out here in Arizona, and we've been fighting, these claims from the liberal left about, how this election was completely stolen, how the tabulation centers were down and things like that. And I think the biggest problem that I have is, we went to the Board of Supervisors hearing today. Yesterday. And
sounds awful.
We kept getting, I don't think it was awful. I thought it was beautiful. It was a true sight of, American patriots coming together to make sure that, we fought for democracy. And
that democracy sucks.
Well, but did you not see? They were stuffing votes in the fart boxes.
So stupid. So I guess that was like a crank call, apparently. Let's continue here. I bet this is another one. You're on the air. Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yeah, it's another one.
I'd like to talk about marriage, if you guys are okay with
sure
that.
There, bud. Go ahead.
When do you guys think that? Hold on.
Here, while you think of what you have to say, I want to make another comment about the democracy thing, because we didn't get to explain ourselves why democracy sucks. Democracy is just two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. So honestly, I don't care whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats. They're all untrustworthy scum, and they all want to rule over your life. And it doesn't matter to me. They're all going to stuff the ballot box if they get the chance, because they want to stuff you with all their stupid rules and taxes.
I thought it was weird that we had a caller from the conservative side of things claiming that the Democrats were claiming election fraud for the last 3 years. All we've heard was that Trump had the election stolen from him. It's all fraudulent, it's
always,
guys.
Yeah, it's always a fraud. The whole system is a fraud. The only way that you can end election fraud is to end elections.
Absolutely.
Anyway, let's go back to this guy. Go ahead, dude.
Okay. What do you guys think the age of consent should be?
Well, I think
Do you want a number? I mean, is that what you want here?
Yeah.
It's not my call to make.
Yeah, I wouldn't put a number on it. I would say it's whatever, individuals decide is right for them.
So, would you think that there should be like a standard, like if a 15-year-old's like having sex with a 25-year-old, do you think that's okay?
I don't think it's my call to make.
It's none of my business.
So what you're saying is that your one-year-old should have sex.
Nope. Isn't it amazing how these people go to these places? Why would you even think about things like that?
That's a really good question, right? What sort of person has that question come to their mind? But, also, how do you make the jump from one-year-old or 15-year-old to one-year-old?
That's what I'm saying. They start the conversation by talking about something that most people, I think, could honestly disagree about, right? Like, where a teenager can decide.
I would say 15 to 25 is tasteful, and the 25-year-old has some serious explaining to do, probably doesn't have any friends, is probably a loser, and, someone has probably failed that 15-year-old and is like, hey, this person's not any good. This is why they're having to date someone 10 years younger than them. But should anyone go to prison over that? I would say no. But that's not a one-year-old.
No, and it's like every time the conversation comes up, they always do this jump like you're talking about. It's like when we're talking about people who obviously can think for themselves, teenagers who can make decisions for themselves, they always jump right into, sick stuff, right? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. I don't know where these people come from, what they think about, what their sexual preferences are, and I don't want to find out. And a radio show is not an appropriate forum to get any more details. So thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. By the way, the other guy who did the fart noise is back on hold here. So let's go to the third caller. Jack is on the line in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Give me 1 second, please. That was a joke. It's Jack.
Funny, Jack. Go ahead.
So if you guys were able to tell the future, I'm going to get off after one question. Where do you think Twitter is in 5 years? I was going to say 10, 5. from RENU. And I'm
5 years? I bet you they're still not making money.
Is it going to be any different? Is it going to be this form of freeness that he says?
I don't know that I could predict what a single thing would be like a year from now, much less 5 years from now, especially something that's currently undergoing as many changes as Twitter. I'm not trying to, you know, cop out from the question, but I'm not sure I could make any sort of rational prediction about what Twitter's going to look like a year from now or even a month from now.
That's it's not going to be different a month.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not going to be different from a month from now. That really
A month ago, they had, you know, three times as many employees.
Yeah, but Twitter, it's okay. Are you talking about the company or the website?
The website.
Okay, yeah. I mean, website looks the same as it always did.
Yeah, it hasn't changed in years.
Yeah, I don't expect you're going to see any crazy new things, but, I mean, who knows? Maybe Musk does have some sort of a plan for this. He has mentioned his, what he calls the Everything app. He owns this domain name, x.com, and he wants to make x.com the Everything app. Whatever that means, I don't know. He has already hinted that he wants Twitter to be a payments app. So he does want to go in the direction of making it so you can pay people over Twitter, which isn't some sort of crazy new idea.
No, but cryptocurrency already exists, so we don't need that from Twitter.
Sure. If crypto exists, Musk is supposedly a crypto user, like he advocates for Dogecoin or whatever, so maybe we're going to see Dogecoin payments coming to Twitter. I don't know. That'd be kind of cool.
I would take it.
Yeah. So who knows where that's going, but thank you, Jack, for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. I want to come back to this AI artwork story when we get the chance. We're not going to have the chance tonight, but the short version here is that Stable Diffusion 2.0, they have crippled, they've prohibited NSFW, not safe for work content, and more outrageously, they have restricted artists. Modern artists have been restricted on the platform, meaning that what you could do previously was you could type in an artist's name. You could say, I want to see a mountain in the style of this artist or
someone living.
Right. Yeah. So a living artist. You could do it with past artists, too, obviously.
Right.
You know, I want to see a party scene in the style of this artist. And it would cough that up. And apparently now they've restricted living artists on the Stable Diffusion system somehow. I don't know how they did it. I don't know if they just excluded their works from the data set. That sounds like probably what they did. So there's a real problem with Stable Diffusion 2.0. Shame on them for going that direction. But the internet isn't over. This thing isn't.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.